Praise 100.9 and 92.7. We're doubling the praise on Charlotte's Inspiration Station. We've been talking all things election today. Of course, First Lady Michelle Obama is out at the airport. There's a rally going on there. But on the line right now, I have the host of TV1's Washington Watch and analyst for CNN, the one and only Roland Martin. Roland, this election is getting heated and getting kind of hectic. What in the world?
Well, again, I mean, it's an election. I said a year ago it was going to be close, that it was not going to be as simple as some people were laying out. And I think we're seeing that. And I think what folks need to be looking at is what happens at the ballot box. If you look at 2008, then Senator Obama wins North Carolina by 14,100 votes. He wins Indiana by less than 1%. He loses Missouri by some 4,000 votes. And so forget polls, forget all that sort of stuff. It's all about, frankly, a turnout tomorrow.
I've
been telling folks, look, stop whining, complaining. They wish this had happened and this had happened. But the bottom line is, look, if you're concerned about where we're heading in this country, my position is very simple: vote or shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to step up. It's as simple as that. Because we can't. This is the best way for people to really advance the issue of democracy and allow their voices to be heard. And if they check out of the process and leave it up to somebody else, then they're going to get exactly what they deserve, and that is a system they don't want. That's why they must step up and vote.
Do you think this is a different level, different type of voter apathy that we're seeing this time?
Well, you're always, first of all, there's no way in the world you could match the level of intensity that we saw in 2008. I mean,
true.
That was an historic election.
Right.
There was a significant anti-Bush populace out there as well. And so you had all of those factors. You had a very long, hard, difficult Democratic primary that also took place. And that's what happens. I think what is very clear, what needs to take place, is people to realize that 2012 is different from 2008. That's what happens in elections. And so you can't compare one to the other, but you still got to get out there. You still got to sit there and cast those ballots. And I tell folks right now, look, you're going to be in line. So bring some snacks.
Right.
Have some water. Have some book. Charge up your phone. Charge up your iPad. Do some reading while you're in line.
Right.
But I'll say this very simple. There are people who stood in line for 2 days when Nelson Mandela was elected president of South Africa. There's a whole generation of black folks who wish they could have stood in line to cast the ballot. And so we owe it to our ancestors and we owe it to our children to stand in that line and do what's necessary. If you stay in line for some Nike, if you stay in line for an iPhone or an iPad, you can stay in line to cast a ballot.
Well, I know one of the things that I kind of got hot under the collar Saturday about is there's a whole contingent of the faith community that seems frustrated about they're articulating it as making the choosing between the lesser of two evils of I've heard it phrased as between a cult and a low moral standard, and actually encouraging people to not go vote. What do you say about that?
I think, let me be perfectly clear.
Uh-huh.
I believe any faith leader out there who is encouraging people not to go vote is an absolute idiotic, atrocious thing to say and do.
Absolutely.
My Bible is not a pamphlet. It is a book. And my Bible is bigger than one, two, or three issues. I criticized Bishop Harry Jackson, who defined biblical principles, as well as Reverend Billy Graham, who defined biblical principles as being based upon vote for the candidate who supports a marriage between a man and a woman, who supports sanctity of life, and who supports Israel. And let me be clear. If you believe in marriage between a man and a woman, not a problem with that.
Right.
If you believe in pro-life, not a problem with that. But if you believe in supporting Israel, not a problem with that. But if you act as if the fatherhood initiative by the president somehow isn't important, isn't biblical, then you don't understand the model of Elisha and Elijah or Joshua and Moses. If people stand here and say they don't understand the looking after the poor, look at the fact that Congressman Paul Ryan's budget will decimate programs for the poor. Well, you tell me why the Catholic bishops and the Catholic nuns are opposing that. I think we have faith leaders who love to quote Dr. King. Need to understand that the focus of faith folks are far more expansive than a couple of issues, and they need to, frankly, again, open up their Bible and understand that there are a broad array of issues, economic issues, social issues, a number of issues out there, foreign policy issues. It goes beyond that. So if your pastor told you don't vote, tell your pastor he's lost his mind. You need to sit his behind down or her behind down for making such an idiotic comment.
More with Roland Martin coming up right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Praise 100.9 and 92.7. We're back with Roland Martin. Roland, we're a diverse community. This faith community is a diverse community. And a lot of the thing is that just like they try and convince us that all African-Americans' issues are that we're homogenous, the same thing is going on in the faith community. They're trying to make
Please,
us focus on
thank
one
you.
Or two.
I'm very much involved in the church. My wife is an ordained minister. I'm an evangelical. I'm a Christian author. And the bottom line is I look at a multitude of issues. I don't look at just a couple. I look at who is the best person to lead, and so that's what I look at. And so, again, when you have those pastors making those kind of comments, they have a short-sighted view of understanding of what the responsibilities of a president is, and guess what? Somebody is going to win. President Obama is going to win, or Mitt Romney is going to win. And so to tell somebody not to vote, that is ridiculous. And so I say this is a perfect example of if your pastor is a spiritual leader, well, then stick to the scripture and stay out of politics if you don't understand the reality of it.
And in speaking about not understanding, some people don't understand a lot of the banter that's going back and forth. How much of this is just who you trust? And some of what you trust is what somebody looks like. And there's a lot of criticism about that. What would you say about that?
Yeah, but again, that's what it boils down to. Look, people,
right.
People make a decision for so many different reasons.
Right.
So many different reasons. And it does cut down to trust. I mean, look, for me with Mitt Romney, look, the man has taken so many different positions. I don't really know exactly where he stands
exactly.
on anything. And so for me, I can't trust that he's going to do one thing when I've heard him give so many different viewpoints on multiple issues. And so how consistent are you going to be? Where is your backbone? And so where are your convictions? That's what stands out to me. I haven't heard that. And I think that's one of the issues there. And so, yeah, people vote for different – they vote based upon policy. They vote based upon party. They vote based upon trust. And I think you have to make a decision how you're going to vote. And all I'm simply saying is, look, if you're going to vote for Romney, fine. You're going to vote for Obama, fine. But also, don't forget the down ballot tickets. Don't forget the constitutional amendments. Don't forget that you can't be mad about Trayvon Martin and the DA in Seminole County who didn't charge George Zimmerman. That's
right.
An elected position. Those judges are elected positions. And so you're mad about voter suppression? Well, those laws were passed by state legislatures, and that means state rep and state senators. So if you're not voting in those races, well, then you're going to get the kind of voter suppression laws that will actually push forward. And so we must understand elections are not just about the top of the ticket. It's also about the bottom of the ticket. And so people must take their time and vote in all of these races because all of them matter to our future.
Roland, lastly, a lot of people are saying, you know, President Obama wasn't able to do it. A lot of the commercials are saying, you know, we were looking for you to say you had a different plan for the next 4 years because the last 4 years didn't work. How would you address our community concerning that?
Well, I would say, look, are you going? Can you get everything passed? No. Did he have to go up against a Republican-led Congress? Frankly, even though they were the minority in the Senate, they still forced this whole deal where you had to have 60 votes to get anything passed. That's what you see. And so people need to understand that the president cannot pass laws. Congress passes laws. That's the difference.
Roland Martin, TV1's Washington Watch and CNN. Thanks so much for all you do. Voters, shut up.
Right, voters, shut up. That's it.
Appreciate you so much. Thanks so much
Thanks
for calling in today.